you ever had a secret?
Shh.
You couldn't tell anyone?
I have a delicious secret.
Spill your secrets.
Our guest today is Mike.
Hey, welcome, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, you sent us a text saying you have a secret and you really need help figuring out if you should spill it or save it.
Yeah, I really do.
Ooh, I can feel the nerves from your voice, Mike. What is your secret?
I'm so nervous. Okay. The secret I'm going to tell you, it really affects someone that I care about a lot. Honestly, two people, so
That's okay, Mike. We're here to help.
Okay. So I've been dating this really amazing guy for, all of quarantine.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. And it's great. It's been going well. I've kept our relationship on the low because that's kind of who I am, how I am, you know how it goes. And we've been just kind of enjoying each other's time, seeing where things go.
Okay.
Again, this sounds great.
I mean, it is, but it's not, and this is the secret. Because the guy that I'm dating is someone that I've reconnected with. He actually went to my high school, and back then he was awful to everybody, but mostly my best friend.
Okay, I see where this could be a problem.
Yeah, so honestly, and I get people change, but honestly, he was never really awful to me, but he was to her. He was awful to her and everyone. And he's pretty awful kind of before high school, too. He's always been awful, especially to her. And she hates him. My best friend, she hates him. I've heard her so many times say just how much he hates him. And how he just made her life hell, and I don't know what to do.
I think you have to assess this situation from an adult point of view. I'm not the same person I was in high school. I mean, I'm still a beauty, but I've grown up. And chances are this guy has too, so I say spill it.
I agree, but I also see where this could be a problem for you.
It is a problem, especially because, I know he's changed, but, I know my best friend, she will not accept that.
The weird thing about bullies is a lot of time they don't remember being bullies. Some probably bullying him. My brother lives across the street from the worst bully of my whole entire childhood. And when my brother saw him for the first time 20 years after, we were kids, the guy was asking all about me. And he told my brother that he had watched all my TV shows. Wow. And he listens to me on the radio. And I swear this guy has no idea that he bullied me at all.
Yeah.
So why give old news your energy?
I just don't know if it's worth it. Do I tell her? Do I upset her? Maybe even upset him when he finds out that my best friend in the whole world hates him, probably won't forgive him. So now there's just walking in, there's conflict. Or do I just kind of enjoy it right now for what it is?
Yeah, you can. But I feel like this is more than that for you. I can feel that you're happy, but you're conflicted. Ian's right. I was bullied a lot in high school. And then a while ago, I ran into a girl who I thought was my friend. And I was really excited to see her. And she was scared of me. It turns out that she thought in high school that I was mean. But I think the truth is that I was probably not nice to her sometimes, maybe because of things that I was going through.
Yes, Mike, it's the circle of life, bully style. Tell your friend and your new man what's up, and they will likely be mature about it. Organize a meeting or something. Or
yeah.
It will, on the other hand, just turn into an episode of Friends with Brad Pitt.
Yes. You know what? Ian and I are really in on this one together, so we're going to hit the button. Are you ready, Ian?
Yep.
Spill your secret.
I really hope this isn't a mistake, you guys.
It's up to you what you do, but we say spill it.
Yeah. 1-800-953-2464. If you want to share your insight with Mike, because maybe you've been in a similar situation, give us a call because, we could be missing something here.
I would love that. I need more advice and, frankly, just a little support.
Of course. Stay right there. We'll see what people say.
Thanks so much, Inez. Thanks, Ian.